Breadfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and I am in the company of one of the creators of Not Film, a very special exhibition that is taking place here in Prague in the Czech Republic, Terezia Krzyszkowska. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, so could you tell our listeners what Na Film is, first of all?
So Na Film is a student project that is currently being presented in a museum, in a museum of art called Museum Montanelli, which is on Neredova Street. And it's a project that was founded by students of film studies at Charles University in Prague 3 years ago now, when we started to look through the ways how film could be exhibited in the museum. And what we did was, firstly, we were trying to do it on an academic field. Right. So we had a different courses that we tried to organize, and we invited different curators and historians, and we tried to work, tried to talk about how the film could be exhibited and how is it done nowadays. And after a while, we thought that maybe it would be better to present it publicly, because public are the visitors who gonna visit the museum one day. There is no museum of Czech film. The Czech history has a very interesting part that should be exhibited and people should know about, because nowadays we don't have any film education at schools or media education, so people don't really have possibilities to find out what a film history or Czech film history is about. We created this exhibition more as a trailer of a film museum than the film museum itself, because the Museum Montana has like 200 meters squared, so it's not a lot of space. And we believe that a film museum should have 20 times more or even more than that. So what we did is that we choose three different themes throughout the film history, Czech film history, and we just showcase a very small part of it so that we could show what the museum could look like, what it could offer to visitors, but it's only a very, very small bit. So we hope that they will interest people enough that after the exhibition finishes, we could start to work on a larger project.
Yeah. So you really, with this exhibition, you want to attract attention to the importance of film history and film education in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's exactly what we hope to get. And also to find out if the public is even interested in seeing something like film in the museum. There are also opinions that maybe film isn't supposed to be shown in the museum, but it's more to be made and watched in the cinema. So we would like to try to show that there's also another way how to watch films, how to perceive them, or how to understand them than it is in the cinema.
So how were you able to actually get the money together to get this project off the ground?
Well, as it is a student project and non-commercial project, it was very difficult to even find a way how to get it financed. And what we are thinking that will be the public presentation of our academic work would be just a 14 days exhibition. So once we got a possibility from the Museum Montanelli to have a 5 month exhibition here, which was something that we didn't even believe in, because we had no experience in doing exhibitions, and it was their huge
trust
in us and in the project that they told us that if we will do something like that, we should do it for 5 months, because that's the only way how it will make sense. So then we started to look for the finances, because we had like not even 100,000 Czech crowns at the very beginning. So we were just applying for a lot of grants, European grants as well as Czech grants. We got funding from a small funding from the Ministry of Culture. And we also, we got, for example, funding from the Vodafone. And so one of the conditions of Vodafone Foundation was that we have to do a crowdfunding, which will help us to, or for them, it is more to see if people are interested in or not. So that's what we were doing at the very end of last year, that we were having a crowdfunding campaign. It was like for 42 days, we were doing nothing else than just trying to get people involved. And we finally got we got 200,000 Czech crowns, which was like even more than we wanted, because we originally wanted 120. And even by setting up this limit, we thought we might probably never make it. So that was something that gave us a lot of strength and courage to keep on going, because we knew that there was around 300 people that actually supported our project by the crowdfunding campaign. So that was very important. And then we also got a lot of people that are helping us with the exhibition. So a lot of partners that didn't give us money, but gave us equipment. Like we have little iPods and iPads. So that's from Macwell, who just gave it to us. Or we have, like, all the Folly Room is full of instruments that were made by guys from Devoto. That is a crafting company. There are just three young guys who started to do, like, a woodcraft. And they did it for us as well for free.
For free? Yeah. Wow.
Or the neon sign. Yeah. When you see the neon sign, the avant-garde, it's also, like, it was made by a big neon company. So it was also given us for free, just for the exhibition.
And then, of course, you had that wonderful trailer, too, in which you make reference to a number of famous Czech titles.
Yeah, that's true. And it was made for the crowdfunding campaign. No, so it was originally to draw an attention to Czech films by this video.
With this exhibition, you got a few projects happening. One of the things that we kind of hinted at earlier was film education, and you're actually working with some schools too. How do you do that? How do you actually introduce students to the greatness of Czech cinema?
Well, we are trying to show them the greatness of the Czech cinema through our exhibition, because that was the only way how we thought that we can presented publicly was the exhibition. That was why we created this all, and we wanted to show it to the larger public or audience, so that we could have enough opinions from different generations, and we knew if the way we are doing it is right. So what we did was that we sent about like 1,000 emails around all Czech Republic, and just presenting the project and the exhibition to different teachers and headmasters of schools. And yeah, we got quite a few replies. Wow. So during the June, we are making about 15 school excursions.
Okay. That's exciting. It means that, like, you know, even schools are recognizing that film is a very important part of culture and arts in general.
Hopefully. And also, it's something that they probably hope that pupils will be interested in, because film is something that they watch every day. They like it. They feel like it's not like a culture or something they have to study, but it's more like an entertainment.
Yeah.
But in the same time, we are trying to explain in our emails and when we are talking to teachers that it's not just entertainment, but we are actually trying to educate children through it.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good combination that works.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Far.
Is there any way in which people can get involved, you know, money-wise, but also just helping?
Well, the best way is to visit our website, where we have all the information as well as the contact. So then we are happy to meet up with anyone who has anything to say about it. Not even help, but even just opinions or any advices where we could go, what could be the next direction would help us a lot. And we are also almost every day here. So if someone just decides to visit the museum or the exhibition now, we are happy to talk with him afterwards. The exhibition is accompanied by a program, which is not only for schools, but also for public. So we are planning to have screenings, and we are film workshops, but also debates. And throughout those debates, we hope that we will actually raise more awareness about the project. So we'll invite different, like, people from cultural institutions, people from different mayors, or like who are deciding for different Prague districts. Because we already have some ideas where the museum could be around Prague, but we don't know. It's more that those buildings are abandoned or they are not properly used. So we would like to suggest that it might be a good place to set up a museum, but we need to talk with people who are above that, and that could tell us if it is nonsense or if there would be a possibility to make something like a museum happen there.
Because we're seeing a museum, but really, the project seems to be like to actually make this a center of the cinematic lifestyle and culture of Prague in the Czech Republic. So it's more than that. You're thinking of panels, you're thinking of workshops, you're thinking of people coming in and doing special talks, maybe master classes. So it's a big project.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's what we are thinking that it's missing here. And it's maybe the museum. When we talk about museum, a lot of people feel offended because the museum in the very classical way is something a little bit different than what we think about museum. But in the same time, it helps us to raise the discussion because everyone asks, why it should be a museum? Why National Film Museum? Like a lot of questions that we like to talk about, but in fact, we are thinking more about a film center that people would like to come back to, that people would like to watch films and discuss films, present their new projects as well. So, yeah, so it's difficult also to find, because what we think is that it should be in Prague or in the center of Prague, because that's where the audience or the visitors of this museum are. That's why it's so important for us to find the right place.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing some of the developments from that film. And obviously, you said that the exhibition is going on until October. So anyone that comes around in Prague and listens to our radio might want to check it out, because it's a very interesting project. And I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you. So.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.